presence. Also, I just want to do a couple announcements. One thing is this Sunday night will be our first awakening, and that experience, that worship experience is going to be amazing. If you haven't heard about it, it's just going to be a time where we're literally just worshiping, getting into the presence of the Lord. We're looking for healings, people to be filled with the Spirit, and just to words that people might get from God to give to each other. It's just going to be an amazing night. We have an incredible worship team ready to take us into the presence of God, and we would love to see you there, and that is this Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Another quick thing is there's a little bit of a scam that is going through our church right now. Did I say something wrong? 6:30. It's at 6. Awakening is at 6:30, not 6. A little bit of a scam going through. Somebody is emailing the people in our church saying that I need you to buy me gift cards and all kinds of other stuff because I'm visiting somebody in the hospital. So if you want to get me gift cards anyway, you can. But that is a scam. You can just put that into your trash and delete that one. Another quick testimony from my father, for those of you that have been praying for my father and mother who were both positive with COVID. My dad, last night when I talked to him in the hospital, he sounded the worst that I've heard him since he contracted the virus. And I called him tonight coming back from Best Buy, and he answered the phone, and immediately I could tell he sounded different. And he just said, Matt, he goes, I feel better than I've felt in the last week and a half. And guys, let me just share a testimony real quickly. He said that at one point, you know, he said that he has coughed literally hundreds of thousands of times since he's had this to where it was just literally making him shake violently. And he said that tonight he coughed and he felt something moved in his body. And literally when the doctors came in and checked him out and everything, that he was completely free of the bronchitis and all of that was in his body. God had completely moved. He hadn't had antibiotics yet. He had not had anything. They had not given him steroids. There was nothing. It was just literally his lungs went clear. And so we're just thankful for that diagnosis. So anyway, praising God for that, and we're so thankful, and I want to thank you for the prayers and the praise that you've been doing for my family. They're still not out of the woods, but we're just believing that the Lord is definitely moving in the right direction with their bodies. So let's get right into the message tonight, and again, we'll be going right into prayer. If you have not come to be a part of the prayer nights here at Harvest, we would love to have you be a part of it. A season of presence. The Christmas season has begun, and we all know that the trees are going up, gifts are being purchased already. We have my son in California and daughter in California, they're already forwarding gifts to our house so that they can wrap them when they get here. Homes decorated inside and out. We have a neighbor that's literally about 6 houses down around the corner that it looks like somebody just threw up Christmas in his front yard. It's unreal. I'm going to have to take a picture of it and show it to you on Sunday. But I feel like God wanted me to encourage you with a scripture that most of us are familiar with regarding God's presence. And it is found in Psalm 16:11. We're all very familiar with it, but I want to just break it down a little bit and build the message around it. And it says this, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy." Can I get an amen for that one? "At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." So check this scripture out. Here's the breakdown. It basically is saying in the first part that God is always available and he is life-giving. When we read in the scripture that in your presence is fullness of joy, it is saying that his presence floods us with joy. And then when it goes into at your right hand are pleasures forevermore, it is basically saying anything we would ever want or need now or in the future is going to be found in our Lord Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen for that one? So here it is, that in his presence is fullness of joy. In my lifetime, there have been a few times, and when I say a few, I don't want you to think I have a criminal record or anything like that, but I've been before the judge a few times. And in California, I figured out a little bit of a loophole that if you would go and stand before the judge and admit you did wrong, he would pretty much normally just cut your fine in half and send you on your way. And so there was a couple times for like a speeding ticket, and I had too dark a tint on my window. Like for that one, I went in and I said, he goes, You're standing here before me with the fine of having too dark a tent. How do you plead? And I said, oh, I'm definitely guilty, sir. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was too dark. Here's my receipt. I've already had it fixed. And immediately he would just go, okay, mark it down from $125 to $35, and it's closed. And he would send me on my way. So I kind of figured out a little bit how to get in front of the judge. Well, now my kids, you know, now later, all my kids have gotten to the age where they want their licenses. This is years back. But I would have to go with them to the courthouse, and we would go in with other families with their sons and daughters. And then the judge would come in and talk to them. Well, guys, let me just say this up front. I would be sitting there with my kids. They're just there to get their driver's license. But for some reason, when the judge walks in, I feel like I'm in trouble. I mean, I literally would feel this way, and I'd have to remind myself, Matt, wait, you're just here to, you know, to help them get their license, like settle down, you know? But guys, here's the thought behind this. Not one time in front of a man that is that helps us find justice in our cities and in our county, not one time in his presence, in the presence of that judge, have I ever experienced fullness of joy. And so in Psalm 16, it speaks to a relationship that offers me everything that I would ever need. In just a few words, it encourages us to do whatever we can to get to God, to get in front of him, to have him get within us. And Jesus, being the reason for this season, he can get lost in the buying of the tree and the giving of the gifts, maybe the family getting together or spending amounts of money that we would normally not spend throughout the year. I would just say this again, find his presence above all of this. Truly let this be a month of calling him, searching for him, inviting him into your life and in the way that you're living and spending time with him. And I say it again, get yourself into his presence. Whatever you do in these next 4 weeks or these next, in taking us into the new year, that you would find that time to put yourself into his presence. Exodus 33:14 says, and he said, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. I got to be honest with you, especially back in the day, back in 1984-85, when I really had this transformation, this revelation of Christ into my life. When I would read scriptures like this, and even to this day, when I read a scripture like this where it says that my presence will go with you and I will give you rest, when I read something like that, that's what I want. I don't know if you do that. When you read something in the Bible and it hits you immediately in your heart and your mind and you go, that's exactly what I need in my life right now. That's what I want. I want God involved in every aspect of my life. I want him there. And guys, let me read this to you, and I hope that you capture this the way that I mean it to sound. I believe for a lot of this, there can be a disconnect between being in God's presence inside our place of worship, the physical church building, and being in God's presence outside our place of worship. Why is that? Because I can tell you right now, I hate being disconnected. I hate that feeling. Even with technology or relationships, I hate the feeling. There is, you know, we've got these great phones. At some point, AT&T and Verizon, all this, we're supposed to be 5G. It hasn't hit us yet, but it's supposed to be coming. But there is literally a place past where I live off of Hanbury. If I go down to Target toward the border of North Carolina, I can get down there, get near Cracker Barrel, and my phone literally goes dead. And if they don't have a good Wi-Fi, it's the worst. Lori and I, just a couple of years ago, went and celebrating our 30th wedding anniversary on a Viking River cruise. Oh, they promised, they told us over and over and over, oh, we've got great Wi-Fi, you're going to always be connected and the whole thing. Well, of course, we get on the ship, and you can't get an email. I couldn't text Lori on the ship. I always had to go, poor me, right? I had to go find her on the ship. It was the worst. I felt disconnected. I would literally have to go into hotels where we would stop along the way and going, can I just use your Wi-Fi for a second? I just hated that feeling of being disconnected. But what brings disconnect in our lives when we're talking about the physical and spiritual? I just picked three, but here they are. The first thought is this, it's false perception. Guys, false perception is one of the leading reasons why people in the body of Christ get hurt. Because they think things like this, he doesn't like me. She doesn't want me in this group. they don't want me to be a part of this thing. And it's all false perception. It'd be like if I thought, well, Chuck doesn't like me because he doesn't want me to be a part. Well, even if he didn't like me, I'm still coming, Chuck. I'm coming after you, man. I like you anyway. But it's not true. It's false perception. It's the enemy causing disconnect in the body of Christ. The next one is grief. Guys, grief for whatever reason is, let me make sure I say this correctly. It is a natural but unnatural disconnect. It's an isolator. Busyness, the business of this season, going, 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 doing, 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 always on the move, always having to do the next thing just so that we can get through this season, but it brings disconnect in our lives. What if we got better at just wanting more of his presence in this season? Giving Christ an all access pass into our lives, inviting him in, and recognizing that we need to stay connected to him. I don't know about you, but I serve a God who not only sees the best in me, but he wants the best for me. He gave us his presence through Christ. And we're full, and because of that, we can experience purpose. We can experience fresh vision, forgiveness, seeing dreams fulfilled, having new callings, experiencing creativity that we've never experienced before. How about favor? All of this, by the way, found in his presence. Just to be able to proclaim, I just want to stand in your presence, God, totally free. I just want to stand before you, totally free. This is where I belong, and this is where I want to be. So here's just three quick thoughts, a season of presence. The first thought is this: be faithful in being in his presence this season. Jesus made it possible to go to God directly, so do it. Let's just do it. Let's just choose that no matter what this season brings, no matter what's going on in the next few weeks, that we're just going to choose to go directly to him. Hebrews 10, 19 through 22 says this: and so, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. By his death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place. And since we have a great high priest who rules over God's house, look at this, let us go right into his presence. Right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting him. I want to be better at this. If you're sitting there and say, Pastor Matt, I could definitely get better at doing this. Well, this is what we should do. Let's do exactly what the scripture says. Let us go right in to his presence. To take advantage of this. You know, I have two friends. They're high school buddies of mine, Mark and Dale, that, you know, the Lord has made a way through Facebook. One of the good things about Facebook, that I got contact back with them, and I always told God, I remember that when I came to Christ, that God, that if you would ever let me have contact with those two friends, I promise you, I will share my faith with them. And guys, to this day, I still have contact with them, I still have relationship with them, but I want to see them find Jesus as their Savior. So what do I have to do for that? Then I got to go into the presence of God for them. I have family members. You know the story even of our immediate family, that there's people that all of us in this room are possibly praying for. And the way that we do that is we go directly into the presence of God. We take them before them to fully submerge ourselves into the presence of God. And I don't want to just do that for them, but I want that for you and I want that for me. I want that. I just to consistently go to God. Here's a second thought. In regard to God's presence, make sure you take a closer look at your worship. I've been kind of harping on this the last few weeks, and there's a reason behind it, because I am a pastor. I have a heart for worship. That's just basically the best way I can say it. I was a worship leader for 16, 17 years. And it is a part of my DNA, and it's important. And when I reflect on worship, my time with God, my full expression of love, a time where I rest and receive strength, when I reflect on that time, again, guys, listen, I want more of that. I just want that. And any opportunity that we would have in these next few weeks just to, man, if it's just even sometimes when you're just sitting there in your car, that's one of the easiest things that you can do is put on the radio and find a time just to worship the Lord. Did you know that you can also just flip off the radio and also worship Him? That's what we need to do. That's what we need to choose to do. I want to be there because I want God to be with me. I want Him to come and flood whatever area that I'm in. You know, in the morning, there's quite a few mornings that Lori has to get up incredibly early to be able to get there and be able to do her next show. And when she gets out of bed, and sometimes I'll wake up and I'll see her walking around the corner to go into the master bathroom, and I'll see her that what she goes, you know, whatever she's slept in that night, you know, it could be Pillow Fight Champ or I Love My Coffee or whatever the t-shirt she's in, she'll go in, and then about 30, 45 minutes later, all of a sudden I'll hear the door open and I open my eyes, and then all of a sudden this transformation has taken place, and I'm like, she is beautiful. Man. And my thoughts are like, I want to go to work with her. You know what I mean? I want to be where she is. And see, here's the thing is that I love being around my wife. I love to be in her presence. Guys, listen, sitting together, you know, laughing, talking about our days, just talking about life. Even if we have an argument or a debate, there's something about that moment that makes us closer. And see, here's the thing is that if I really take a closer look at my worship, do I see relationship? Church, when you worship, do you see relationship in it? Do you see, or do you see the value of the devotion that comes with choosing to worship? Psalms 22:3 says, "But you are holy and you inhabit the praises of Israel." Inhabit. Take that word. Let's just look at it biblically. It means that God occupies, that He possesses, that He resides, that God, I love this one, that He populates His presence in and around us. Isn't that a great way to think about that? That if you choose, and when you choose, to worship above your circumstances, that God comes in and He populates. That's an amazing way to look at it. And I want the world to see the real Matt worshiping, really worshiping the one true God. And I do this by spending time in His presence. Can I get an amen for that, you guys? Here's the third and final thought, and this is this. When we spend time in His presence, we get better at pointing people to Jesus. What is it that ultimately stirs a man and woman's heart to draw closer to God? Guys, the answer is always going to be Christ. It's always going to be Jesus. And we can get a lot better at pointing people in the direction of Jesus. And sometimes we can actually, though, get in the way of that. And guys, I want you to look at this thought that I'm about to put up on the screen. I want you to really take this one in. If we believe, and I'm talking about our theology, if what we believe is putting limitations on an individual's access to God, then there is something wrong with what we believe. And what do I mean by that? That means that if we as a church are putting expectations on people or wanting them to have to jump through hoops to join our church, if we're doing this and doing that and doing this and we're always just putting these limitations, then there's something wrong with the way that we believe. Just you and me being faithful to being in His presence and letting Jesus shine through us is the way that we should do this. It should be the way for every person that ever walks through the doors of Harvest Assembly, that they can come in as they are, and just us being the church that we should be, we're going to point them to Christ. They're going to see it. They're going to see the love. They're going to see that we don't look at them because of the way that they're dressed, or we don't look at them because, you know, they don't give enough tithe to the church. Guys, it is literally, what can we do to get better at pointing people to Jesus? If we're not careful, we can become guilty of only associating the presence of God with what happens on Sunday morning. Guys, I know people, there's probably some people even maybe that are going to watch this later that kind of shudder when they hear a pastor talk about that, because Sunday has sometimes has just become, it's another day. We could literally meet as a church on Saturday And God is still going to show up with us. There is a t-shirt that I've been wanting to buy, but Lori said I have to stop buying them. But it says this, is that Jesus is bigger than Sunday. Come on, give me an amen for that. That is the absolute truth. We can meet on Monday, and Jesus is going to show up in his presence. We can meet on Tuesday, and that same God can come into a room and heal you immediately. We can meet on Wednesday and get down on our knees, and Jesus is going to give forgiveness to us and set us on a right path. It's every day. It's this daily relationship. It's this daily, the motivation of being Christ-like that people will see, and we will shine, and we will point them to him. Daily seeking God, daily seeking Christ, inviting him into our day. And we can feel his Holy Spirit not only around us, but flowing through us. I just want to close this up. Back in 2009, I had just planted 3-1 Church. We were meeting at the Portsmouth Club for Women. I couldn't get that out. I got a call that one of the older couples that were going to our church, her husband was in the hospital. She is like one of the leading real estate, she was at the time, one of the leading real estate agents in the area. And her husband was a mover. He was a ground mover. He was he dealt in property. He was just great at what he did, and he got really sick and was dying. So I walked out, I went to the hospital to visit with him. His name was Woody, and I walked into the room. And guys, I don't know if you've ever gone to the hospital, walked into the room where you felt death. And I have felt that many times in hospitals, people that I've gone to visit. And this one was, it was very strong. And I remember walking in, and Woody, he was so sick, I just remember it. And I'll never forget it. And he tried to look up to say something. And I said, Woody, I want you to just be still. And all I'm going to do is I'm going to sit in this chair, and I'm going to pray for you for an hour. And so I went over. I went over and sat in this chair and just began to ask God to come into this room. I started asking for his presence. Is everybody with me on this? And sat there for about an hour and 20 minutes, and just prayed and brought in the Holy Spirit, asking, you know, Jesus to be in this room, the Holy Spirit to be in this room, and just literally just kind of worshipped in the presence of this dying man. When the time was up, I went over and just wrote on a card to him just to say goodbye. I didn't even know if he was awake. I didn't even know if he even really knew who was there. And about 2 weeks later, him and his wife walk in, and I was just literally in shock. I couldn't even believe that he was up and walking around. And he walks over and he grabs me by my arm and pulls me over, and he says, Pastor Matt, he goes, I just want to thank you for coming to pray, because I literally have never felt the presence of God like I felt in that time. He says, I literally felt like Jesus was laying on top of me. And guys, what that did for me was I had a new profound respect and perception of what it is to allow not just the presence of God to come in, but to know the power that comes with the presence of God. And that's where we are, that in his presence, remember the scripture says this, in his presence is fullness of what? It's joy. As we are faithful to pursue him, God will make himself known to us, and he will make himself known to those around us. This Christmas season, I want the church, I want Harvest Assembly to be more faithful in his presence. I want my worship, I want your worship to be useful. I want us to point people to the only one that can do anything for them, the only one that can change and save and rearrange their lives, to point them to Jesus. Because in his presence is fullness of, say it again, joy. In his presence. So Heavenly Father, I just thank you that 'tis the season, Lord. This is about you, Jesus. And I claim this, dear God. I claim this for myself. We claim this for ourselves. We are choosing tonight that, Lord, over the next like 20-something days, that, God, we are going to go directly into your presence. We're going to go with boldness. We're going to ask you to stir our hearts. That, Father God, that every time that we go into your presence, dear Lord, that something is changing about us. Dear God, so much so that in this season, that the light of Christ would shine brightly from us and that people would notice it, see it, and want to know where it comes from. Help us, dear God, to point people to your Son this season. We